I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 8th of July, 2025, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We go straight to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 37. And he said, "He who showed mercy on him," then Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." You see, what happened was Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan, remember? How he took care of the man that was stranded, and he put him up in a hotel, paid for him, made sure that all his wounds were healed, gave him his own donkey to get to the hotel, and then told the innkeeper, "And by the way, if you are short, on my way back from Jerusalem, I'll square you up." That's literally the story in a nutshell. Now, my dear wife, Jill, and I have been in Central Africa, and I want to tell you, I am so excited to know that there are many good Samaritans in this world. Not everyone is out to do you down. We were driving in a very isolated area on a Sunday afternoon, heading towards our destination, which we didn't even know existed, and a car came up alongside us and waved us down, and there were young men in that car, well-dressed in a very fancy car. They said, "Stop, you have got a blowout in your camping vehicle." I couldn't believe my eyes. I stopped, and they stopped as well. I said, "Could you please help me?" They said, "No problem." They took off their fancy clothes. They got underneath the camper. They jacked it up. They took off the wheel, which was blown completely. They took the other wheel off the back of the camper, and they carefully bolted it onto the vehicle and made sure that everything was put back correctly, the jack, the spanners, and they did it just because they wanted to help us. We were able to give them a beautiful Bible just as a token of our appreciation. That is an act that I believe Jesus Christ wants to see you and I doing, not turning and looking the other way. We went on, and a few days later, yes, we had another problem with the camper. We went into a little garage. A man was busy. He was busy stripping an engine. I said, "I've got a problem, sir. Can you please help us? We are from South Africa." "No problem." He took us into his little coffee shop, made us at home, told the man to make us a meal, got underneath the camper, and in no time, he had replaced that broken part and wished us well. We were so grateful and thankful. Folks, today, let's be good Samaritans. Let's not always want payment for what we do. Let us do it as unto the Lord, and Jesus Christ will reward us, just like he did the Good Samaritan. Jesus bless you richly today, and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.